From ProPublica, babies are bleeding to death as parents reject a vitamin shot given at birth. They entered the world the way babies should, with piercing cries announcing their arrival. They passed their newborn screening tests. Some made it to their two-week wellness visits without concern. Then, without warning, their systems began to shut down. A 7-week-old boy in Maryland developed sudden seizures. An 11-pound girl in Alabama stopped breathing for 20 seconds at a time. A baby boy in Kentucky vomited before becoming lethargic. A brown-haired girl in Texas, not yet 2 weeks old, bled around her belly button. Desperate to save them, records show, doctors inserted tubes into their airways and hooked them up to Roman IV. They ordered blood transfusions. They spent half an hour trying to resuscitate one boy until his parents told them they could stop. They shaved another boy's soft locks to embed a needle directly into his skull to reduce the pressure in his brain. None of it was enough. At the morgue, the babies were brought in with their diapers and blankets and with their hospital ID bracelets still wrapped around their tiny ankles. The pathologist's findings were like those you would typically see in ailing adults, not newborns, the kind of bleeding seen during strokes or brain tissue loss similar to what happens when radiation is administered to treat cancer. Their autopsies, which took place over the last several years, all came to the same conclusion. The deaths were caused, in whole or in part, by a rare but potentially fatal condition known as vitamin K deficiency bleeding. In almost every case, the baby's deaths could have been prevented with a long-standard vitamin K shot. But across the country, families first in smatterings, now in droves, are declining the single, inexpensive injection given at birth to newborns to help their blood clot. Many of them are doing so out of a well-meaning but ill-informed abundance of caution. In the hopes of safeguarding their newborns from what they see as unnecessary medical intervention, they have shunned fundamental and scientifically sound pharmaceutical intervention. The trend is also fueled by a contradictory pairing: families' fierce desire to protect their babies and a cascade of false information infused into their social media algorithms. Although it is not a vaccine, the vitamin K shot has been swept up in the same post-pandemic tide that has led to a drop in key childhood vaccines, including for measles and whooping cough. The vitamin K shot is one of the three main interventions, along with the hepatitis B vaccine and an antibiotic ointment in the eyes, that newborns typically receive before leaving the hospital. Leading American institutions and the World Health Organization recommend that newborns get the shot. In December, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped recommending that all newborns get the hepatitis B vaccine, which has been highly effective at fighting a virus that can lead to lifelong infections and liver cancer. A federal judge in March temporarily blocked the revised childhood vaccination schedule that included that recommendation. Some families are also rejecting the eye ointment. 2 weeks ago, at a House subcommittee hearing, Rep. Kim Schreer, DWASH, pressed Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to reassure parents that the vitamin K shot is safe. He refused and pushed back. "I've never said, literally never said, anything about it," Kennedy said. "You don't say anything about it. But the doubt you've created about all of medicine and science is causing parents to make dangerous decisions." An HHS spokesperson did not respond to questions, but in an email blamed the administration of former President Joe Biden for the rise in parents rejecting vitamin K shots. "Vitamin K at birth," the spokesperson added, "remains the standard of care." Meanwhile, families continue to be inundated with advice from self-proclaimed experts using medical terms incorrectly and misunderstanding science to convince parents that getting the shot could put their newborns at risk of grave harm. "That's exactly the point," responded Schreer, who is a doctor. "Nearly a century's worth of research and medical advancements shows the opposite to be true. Babies who don't get the vitamin K shot, research shows, are 81 times more likely than those who do to develop late vitamin K deficiency bleeding, where in many cases oxygen can't reach their brains and blood pools around their skulls." Perhaps most alarming is that, according to the CDC, 1 in every 5 babies with vitamin K deficiency bleeding will die. Determining precisely how many babies have died or suffered severe brain damage because of a lack of vitamin K is difficult. State and federal agencies don't track data around vitamin K injection refusal or subsequent bleeding, which impedes their ability to quantify and track outcomes, including death. The number of deaths directly attributed to vitamin K deficiency bleeding appears to be small, fewer than a dozen annually, but has started to climb in recent years, according to death certificate data from federal and state agencies. But those numbers capture only a fraction of deaths, which often are classified only by other, more immediate causes, such as bleeding in the brain. In 2024, for example, more than 700 newborns died from spontaneous bleeding in their brains, which could have been complicated by liver disease or prematurity. Still, 6 medical specialists and 1 official at the CDC said a meaningful portion of those deaths likely were caused by vitamin K deficiency. Many more babies survive the bleeding but suffer massive brain bleeds and lasting injuries. A lot of the providers don't have this on their radar, said Dr. Jaspreet Loyal, a pediatric hospitalist at Yale Medicine. The lack of data is almost acting like a reassurance for families that this risk is worth taking. Although it is difficult to quantify deaths attributable to vitamin K deficiency, there is clearly a large jump in the number of parents declining the vitamin K shot. Some hospitals have seen refusal rates more than double. A national study of more than 5 million births, published in December, found that the rate of U.S. babies not receiving vitamin K at birth topped 5% in 2024, up 77% from 2017. More than 5% of newborns in the U.S. did not receive vitamin K shots in 2024. The success of the shot has been so remarkable that it nearly eliminated vitamin K deficiency bleeding altogether. The science was settled decades ago. This was not something we even bothered to spend much educational effort on, said Dr. Allison Henry, the director of newborn medicine service at Cedars-Sinai Guerin Children's in Los Angeles, because there was this simple, safe intervention. A cluster of cases 13 years ago was one of the first major signs that something was amiss. 4 babies were rushed to a Nashville, Tennessee, children's hospital after they suddenly fell ill months apart. Stunned, doctors ran tests that revealed severe bleeding and reached out to Dr. Robert Sidonio Jr., their blood disorder specialist. They learned that the parents had declined vitamin K shots for the babies, each of them between 6 and 15 weeks old. Once they realized that, the medical team moved quickly to treat them, injecting them with vitamin K and hoping it wasn't too late. Much to the relief of doctors, they all survived. The parents explained that they had declined the shot for a number of reasons, a concern based on long debunked claims that the shot could cause leukemia, a belief that the shot wasn't necessary, and a desire to reduce their baby's exposure to toxins. The CDC and the State Health Department opened an investigation and later published a report that found that when the parents declined the shot, their awareness about the risk of bleeding was incomplete or absent. Dr. Only 1 infant had developmental delays. Anna Morad, a pediatrician at Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt Inn,